to eat or not to eat. That's the thing we oftentimes think about, to eat or not to eat. I choose to eat, drink, feel, hear, and speak that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body all the time. That's what I choose to do. I choose to do that because that's my choice. And I can do it. Now, it's true that sitting down at the table, food is prepared for me by people who love me, people who care about me, people who want me to have a good diet and good food to eat and happy things to do. And then I say to myself, why do they always put such rich foods on the table? Why do they always put foods that are contrary to what I want to eat? And then I say to myself, now why do they always do that? Well, they always do that because that's what I expect. And if I choose to eat, drink, feel, hear, and speak that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body, that's what I will do. I will always say all is in divine order. I will always say that whatever is served to me to eat is what is for my highest and my best. Now, I don't consciously know always what is for my highest and best, and I don't always consciously have my attention put to what is for my highest and best. I'm not always on top of it. I'm not always like a good dietitian or someone, but I make the statement, to eat or not to eat, all is in divine order. Now I look at our former president, Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton was having problems with his body. He had problems with this, that, and the other thing. And he looked kind of haggard, he looked kind of beaten. He just was not a pleasant-looking person because he was going through some physical experience. And then he found a diet that fit him to a T. It was a diet that was very special, very ordinary. It could be had by anybody. It doesn't take any special foods or any special things, but it just makes a choice. And he made that choice, and he promoted that choice, or at least the choice was promoted about him. And it was very simple, and he looks fantastic. His figure is magnificent. His complexion is beautiful. His body functions wonderfully, marvelously. Now, to eat or not to eat, that was a choice Bill Clinton made in himself. And presently he is on YouTube, and he's on videos, and he's on shows where he talks about these things and where he shows what he's done. Business Week magazine had a big feature on him the other day telling how wonderful his diet was for him. And truly, if other people would pay attention to it, it could be equally as wonderful for them. But do we do it, to eat or not to eat? That's always a question that faces us. And we can say to ourselves, I choose to eat, drink, feel, hear, and speak that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. Now, you and I, we are perhaps lazy, and we're not doing everything that we should perfectly. We eat perhaps more nuts than we should, or we eat more sweets than we should, or we eat more this or that or the other thing. We're not here to name it right now. But we have a tendency to, if it tastes good to us, we want to eat as much of it as we can, and as often as we can. And that's just fine. That's just fine. If we would make a statement to ourselves that all is in divine order, and that I eat that which is for my highest and best, and then eat. If we'd make a statement like that, the statement might not be fulfilled the first time we utter the statement, but how many statements are fulfilled the first time we utter them? Some do. but we have been thinking about that statement a long time before we had the first time we uttered it, we think. And then we began to have magical things taking place inside of us. These magical things take place inside of us not because of what our family serves us to eat, not because of what we choose when we go into a restaurant or into any store to buy any food. It's because we say all is in divine order. And when we say all is in divine order, we put a cause in motion bigger than we are, bigger than anything that we could ever imagine. We know that thoughts are things. We know that every thought we think brings about a result in our life that is utterly fantastic if we will let it. And oftentimes, the thoughts become so commonplace to us, they become so habitual to us, that we don't realize that they are a habit, they are common to us, they are ordinary to us, that that's what our thinking is. And if we could have the wisdom, if we could have the ability to see what we're doing, we would see that those thoughts that we're thinking are bringing about results in our life. Those thoughts that we are thinking are bringing about an effect for us that we would truly love. Now, let's make sure that the thoughts we're thinking are thoughts that are beneficial to eat or not to eat, to think or not to think, to feel or not to feel, to hear or not to hear, to speak or not to hear. What is it we're doing? What is it we're doing? We're putting causes in motion. Every time we think that thought, every time we speak that word, we're putting a cause in motion. And when we like ourselves, we attempt to put the cause in motion that's beneficial for us. When we like ourselves, we attempt to put the cause in motion that says we like ourselves, and that we are nice people, that we are thoughtful people, that we are good people, that we are wonderful people, that we are fantastic people. Yes. I choose to eat and drink and feel and hear and speak that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. Now, that's a long statement. Now, I choose to eat that which is beneficial. I choose to drink that which is beneficial. I choose to feel that which is beneficial. I choose to hear that which is beneficial. I choose to speak that which is beneficial. Those are all great terms. They're great ideas. They're wonderful. To eat or not to eat? That's our question in our thinking this moment. Now, when we say all is in divine order, relative to our eating, or relative to anything at all in our life, all is in divine order, we are putting a cause that is so powerful, so magnificent, so fulfilling, so rewarding, so dynamic in our life, that wonderful things happen to us in beautiful ways. Now, would you like to have the perfect ideal diet? Would you like to have the perfect body? Would you like to have the perfect mind and spirit? Would you like to have the perfect beingness and live in it every day of your life? When you get up from bed, do you ever feel a little bit of backache? Do you ever feel a little pain? When you are doing something, do you ever strain yourself? Do you ever feel you have pushed yourself to the limit? Stop thinking those things. The minute you think you've pushed yourself to the limit, immediately say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And you're not saying my body is in divine order, my mind is in divine order, my actions are in divine order. You're saying all is in divine order. And as you do that, you cover the ballpark. You cover everything concerned. You cover the entire game. And covering the entire game, you will instantaneously feel perfect. You will instantaneously feel magnificent. Now you say, oh, sure. You can do that, but we can't. No, everyone can and does do just that. They instantaneously put the cause in motion that all is in divine order, and they eat or not eat according to their pleasure. They drink or not drink according to their pleasure. They feel or don't feel according to their pleasure. They hear or don't hear according to their pleasure. They speak or they don't speak according to their pleasure. They live in that life of magic, They live in that life of wholeness. They live in that life of goodness. It works. It works. The more we worry about what's going on in our world, the less control we give to an ideal world. The more we praise our wonderful world, the more we say our world is great, our world is fantastic, our world is glorious, the more we say that our world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious all the time, the more it is just that. And that is truly wonderful, because we're saying all is in divine order. We're saying all is beautiful. We're saying all is lovely. We're saying we are beautiful, we are lovely, we are fantastic. We're saying that we are all that we could ever want to be, and we are being that now. We all have the opportunity to speak our word and claim the truth about ourselves if we want to. We all have the opportunity of living in an ideal body and eating the right foods and drinking the right fluids and doing all those things that are good for us. And the more we dislike food, the more we dislike water, the more we dislike anything, we will limit ourselves from having the benefit from those substances. But the more we praise those substances and say, I drink perfect water, I drink perfect fluids, whatever that may be, I eat perfect foods, I think perfect thoughts all the time, the more we lay hold of that reality for ourselves, the more we are able to instantaneously experience every good thing we could ever want. We want to live a happy life. We want to be surrounded by happy people. We want to live in joy and peace and harmony and goodness. We want all those things to be ours now. And as we want all those things to be ours now, what happens to us? What happens to us as we want all those things to be ours now? What happens to us is that we are living in that consciousness today, tomorrow, and forevermore. We are living in that consciousness forevermore. We are living in that consciousness so that when we speak our word about anything, we instantly have it experience in our life. We instantly have it as an experience in our life of doing that whichever we speak for. For in truth, we are doing that. And sometimes there are things that are not our choice. They're not something that make us thoroughly happy. But they can. They can. And if you want it to make you thoroughly happy, just put that cause in motion for yourself. Just put that idea in motion for yourself so that you can enjoy it every moment of your life. And you can enjoy it now. To eat or not to eat? That's not the question. We might think that's the question, but it's not. When we say to ourselves, all is in divine order, we eat the right foods that are beneficial for our body, that is harmonious with our thought. People eat poor diets around the world, and they live in reasonably healthy bodies. Oh, they're not what our scientists would say would be the ideal diet, the ideal program for them. But they eat and they praise it. They love it. They enjoy it. They're normally expecting, they're normally living with that diet that's common to them. And they do not belittle it. They do not say it's terrible. They say, ah, supper, rice, ah, supper, whatever it may be. And they eat it. And they live healthy lives. They live good lives. Oh, scientists might say they live better lives if they had a variety or if they had these other things that are put into their diet. But when they say they live a healthy, full life, when they say all is in divine order, and that's what they're saying every time they sit down to the table, every time you and I sit down to the table, we may be accustomed to certain diets from certain areas of the world, and we may live and think that that's the greatest thing that could ever be. And people from other areas think theirs is the greatest that could ever be. But to eat or not to eat, that's not the question. to say all is in divine order at all times, that is the answer. All is in divine order at all times, that is the answer. I choose to eat, drink, feel, hear, and speak that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit-minded body at all times. And this is what my life is all about. And yours is too. I love you. I love you. I love you.